Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Out and About with Elaine. I am Elaine LaRoche, and we have a lot of things going on in our community. And actually, we have so much to look forward to next Sunday for Super Bowl Sunday. Our own New England Patriots are going to be in the playoffs. And I have a lucky shirt, I have to admit I do. And I wore it when they were playing, and then I certainly will wear it next Sunday as well because we want them to play. Five-time winners, we definitely want them to win next week. It's going to be really exciting. Like, I know we have the Pro Bowl this Sunday too, but our players are going to kind of rest up. If I would ask you a question, how much do you think a Super Bowl ticket is? And we have Mike Catanzara on the board. I'll ask Mike. Mike, what do you think an average Super Bowl ticket would cost?
$6,000.
Ooh, that's way too high. The average price for a ticket to this particular game is $4,945. And the cheapest seats are going for $2,499.
That was close, almost.
The most expensive ticket, I mean, that's got to be like right down, you know, on the 50-yard line is $15,432. Isn't that amazing? But, you know, I mean, you can still get them. The ticket prices are still going, and they still have plenty, I guess, to do that. And they're going to be playing in Houston, Texas. So I'm sure, like, a lot of scalpers will probably be out front of the stadium trying to sell you tickets, too. But always go to a reliable person if you're going to spend $4,000. I would definitely go to Ticketmaster or StubHub or, yeah, it's going to be quite a week this week. I know up in Foxborough and all over New England, we're going to be celebrating and excited and getting psyched up for Super Bowl Sunday.
A lot of money.
Oh, yes.
A lot of money to be made, both not only in tickets, but also in television advertising.
Well, they do. The average. We'll talk about that next week. I'll get the stats because every year it goes up and up and up as how much a commercial cost us and everything. So there's a lot of things going on in the area today. We have the car show, and I'll get into that a little bit too. But I wanted to, maybe 2 months ago or so, I was in the Cumberland Farm Store, and the clerk behind the counter at County Square was a bit shook up, and I said to him, "What's going on?" And he told me that he had been robbed at midnight, and he was still working his shift. I was just so surprised. But then also, too, I wanted to let you know that the suspect was caught, and this guy is convicted of armed robbery, and he's been held because he also tried to hold up the Honeydew Donuts, too, at County Square and a Shell gas station in Plainville. And this character is in jail, which is really great. And actually, he unfortunately is a heroin addict, and that's why he needed the money to feed his addiction. But it's funny because it's not funny, but his girlfriend lives on Maple Terrace, and that's where he would leave there and go up to County Square, which is like a half a block away, and go into the Honeydew and go into Cumberland Farms and try to get money from that. Well, I live like the next street over, so it was like really bad to know. And it explained something because my neighbor's house was, there was somebody trying to break into their car one night, and it set off the alarm, and they left. And then, like, 2 nights later, they tried to get into the living room, but they have a dog. It's huge. Bella, the boxer that I babysat, and she was barking so much that scared them off. So probably was him. But I'm glad to assure you that this person that was breaking into homes and going into stores has been finally caught, and he's in jail. So, and he will hopefully get the help that he needs because that's really tough. Anyway, we have a good show coming up. We have a lot of people coming on the show in February. Matter of fact, every Saturday is booked right now, and I can't be more happier. Next Saturday, and I'll say this again at the end of the show, my good friend George Leonard, who is known as Georgie Porgy, wanted to come on and play a few tunes and let us know what's going on with him and his group and his sisters. And I was talking to him the other night, and I said, "So when are you playing next?" And he said, "I am not sure." I said, "So do you guys practice?" He says, "Yep, I get together with my sisters every Wednesday." So he's out and about and available to perform anywhere. But he is doing a some sort of emceeing towards the end of February, and we'll get into that. I'll let him explain that when he comes on the show next week. And also, too, he's going to bring someone on the last Saturday of the month. He'll be back to talk about his event with this person on Common Ground. So we have lots to look forward to. And coming up on February 10th from 7 p.m. to 11, it's entitled Come Love the Oldies. It's a fundraising for the Food Pantry Assistance, and it's going to be held at the Attleboro Elks. We have the Reminiscence. We have the Villaniers. Ticket prices are $25 per person. They have hors d'oeuvres. Like I said before, I went last year. I got my ticket already. I'm going again. So if you need ticket information, you can call Pat from the South Attleboro Lions. It's 508-509-5400. And the meals are, I mean, all of the proceeds are going to be bought, certain meals that are going to be packaged. The following organizations are going to buy food, package them, and deliver them to the pantries. So including the South Attleboro Lions Club, the South Attleboro Village Lions, the Attleboro Rotary Club, the Attleboro High School Leo Club, and the Attleboro High School Interactive Club. So that's coming up in a few weeks, February 10th, 7 to 11 p.m. It's good stuff. You'll see your neighbors, you'll see your friends out there, and listen to some fabulous music. Put on your dancing shoes because you will not be sitting down very often, I guarantee it. Also coming up in Attleboro, the Winter Night Festival is coming in downtown Attleboro Saturday, February 25th from 5 p.m. to 9. We got a whole bunch of people coming. Arts and craft fair. We have hay rides, ice sculptures, live music, fire jugglers. They have train rides on a trackless system, a jewelry exhibition and sales, a food court, hot beverages, raffles, a grand bonfire. And the best part, it's all free. It's a great family night. Come on down. There'll be so much activity and fun. This is a fun event for each and every one of you. And like I said, I try to get stuff for you, because I know families, it does cost a lot of money when you go out and about. And this is a free thing that you can take your children to, and it's free. So take advantage of that, would you please? Now, before I get in, I have two stories to tell you about. And it's not stories, actually. These things actually happened to me this week. So I'll tell you one now, and then I will wait until after Jim Corbin's weather forecast at 7:45. I'll tell you my other story that happened. And these are true stories. But before I get into that, I want to give you the lottery number. Our number, the lottery number for the Mass Daily number is 4142. The Rhode Island Daily number is 1-8-8-4. Mass Cash, 1-9-11-13-31. And the Mega Millions, good luck, 17-37-53-54-61. The Mega Plier is 3, and the Mega Ball is 8. Anyway, I hope somebody wins.
Did you ever win, Ling?
I won the Mass Daily number once.
Wow.
Yes, just once. But my dad kept hoping to win the Mega Bucks over and over again, and he actually won $100 and thought he won the lottery big time. So we actually got him a year subscription to it, and he was so excited when he won the $100. So, yeah, it was really great. It was really great. So I'll tell you this story real quick before we go to break, because we only have like a couple of minutes. But I went to the dentist, and I know, like, as an adult, we all have those wonderful dentist anxiety stories. I personally, when I go, I'm age 11 or 10. Because I just have a fear of dentists, and I just don't know. It just hits me as I walk in and I smell that smell of a dentist's office. It just is really, really frightening to me. But I have a really great hygienist, and she's really awesome. And they were talking to me about getting an electric toothbrush. So I never had an electric toothbrush. I always brush my teeth and floss with, you know, like most of us do, right? Well, they had this sale on this electric toothbrush, and I said, all right, well, I'll try it. So my very first experience, I had a red shirt on, and I prefaced that. And I put on the toothpaste, and I held it up to my mouth. But as I was putting it up to my mouth, I turned the thing on by mistake, I guess, and it twirled and swirled all around, and it got all over my red shirt, into my hair, into my the front of my mouth, my lips, and my cheeks. It was so awful. I looked like a mad dog, like foaming at the mouth. It was just really, really bad. So what I had to do is I had to stop the darn thing or try to stop the thing. Of course, you know, you panic because you're looking up at the mirror and you're looking, oh, my God. So it took me a while to figure out how to stop the darn thing where you push it down really hard and it stops. So, yeah, after taking a shower, guess what? I had to jump back in the shower, wash my hair with toothpaste all over it and everything. And that's how my Tuesday started. So now, hence, I know I actually stopped to read the directions before I went into doing that again. I can happily say I really enjoy the toothbrush. I really do now because it gets it much cleaner in places that I never knew existed in my mouth. But the first time I put it in my mouth and the vibration and everything is just really strange, really strange. Because the hygienist smiles at you and says, oh, it's a new experience, you know, you're going to love it once you get used to it. Well, now I know what she's talking about. Read the damn directions before you put it in your mouth and, you know, do it correctly. So now I've got the system down and everything. And it's idiot proof, which is great because, and I need that too, because it's a 30-second stop. So you brush your teeth on one side, up and down, up and down, up and down, and then it buzzes. Then you go to the other side. I'm not kidding, Mike. Mike is laughing at me here. He's like, what? It's idiot proof. You cannot make a mistake. So it goes up and down, in the back, in the front, you know, up on the upper, the roof of your mouth, I'm sorry. And then the front and the back and the sides and everything. It's like going to a car wash for your mouth. But I tell you.
Car wash for your mouth.
Please, please, just make sure when you get one, make sure that you read the directions and don't do it like I did. So.
You know what they remind me of is, you know when you go to the dentist office and they have that, like, drill?
Yes.
With the little brush thing at the end of it. And they go, they clean you.
Oh yeah,
that's one of those things reminds me of.
Oh no, that's another thing. She had to put, like, I said to her, can you cover my face with that before you start cleaning or polish? They call it polishing because stuff goes everywhere. You know, I mean, I'm smelling like toothpaste and everything in your mouth, and you're smelling it and everything, but the stuff goes everywhere. I mean, my teeth are great now; they look great, and I will keep doing it and everything, but. Oh, my God. Technology hasn't, in dentistry, I'm sure they could use a lot of help there. I mean, putting research into other healthcare things and issues and everything is one thing, but there hasn't really been a lot of research in dentistry. And they still are those darn metal probes that they use.
The picks.
Can you please invent something else that would work much better or something? Or even something to put on your mouth and, like, you plug it in and it vibrates all the stuff out and then you just suck it all up or something. Do something else because it just freaks me out every time I go. And So then she looks at me and she goes, well, great job, and wait till you get your toothbrush. You can't wait to try it. Try it tonight, you know. But I didn't try it that night. I waited till the morning when I'm half asleep. And that's when the accident happened. But true story. And anyway, guys, I just looked at our time. We have to take a quick break. Anyway, good morning. This is Out and About with Elaine. I'm Elaine LaRoche. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Mistakes I've made a few. I've had my shells and kicked in my face, but I've come through. And I need to go on. We are the champions, my friends, and we'll keep on fighting till the end.
From February 15th through March 4th, the Attleboro Arts Museum will exhibit Then and Now 2017, interpretations of selections from the Attleboro Art Museum's permanent collection. Then and Now 2017 will spotlight the original work of newly invited artists responding to different selections from the Art Museum's permanent collection. There will be an opening reception for the exhibit on Friday, February 17th from 7 to 8:30 p.m. The reception is free and open to all. Reservations are requested but not required. To reserve a spot, email office@attleboroartsmuseum.org.
Hi, I found a toy dinosaur over on the playground by Smith Street. It had this phone number on it, and, well, I just wanted to make sure the dinosaur made it back to its little owner.
When I found the little sippy cup, I just had to give you a call. It's for a kid, you know?
I know my son gets super attached to the smallest things, even a fire truck, and I'd be happy to drop it off.
We'd do anything for kids. Yet 1 in 6 children in the U.S. struggle with hunger. Help end childhood hunger in Massachusetts and New Hampshire. Learn more at feedingamerica.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Community VNA, with offices at 10 Emory Street in Attleboro, offers a wide variety of community-based health and supportive services to people of all ages. These programs are designed to maintain and improve our clients' well-being and quality of life. Community VNA is an experienced, compassionate home health agency certified by the state and federal government and has been named to Home Care Elite's 500, putting our agency in the top 5% of the nation for quality care. For more information, visit our website at www.communityvna.com or call us at 508-222-0118.
This week on AACS, is the word racism dead in this country? Can the side effects of our nation's history with slavery be felt? La Salette Shrine and On Common Ground will showcase historian, illustrator, and author Joel Christian Gill as he discusses the subtle racism and walls people still create. Catch this and many more local events in HD on AACS.com as well as our Roku app.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to Out and About with Elaine. Our number here is 508-222-1320. Good morning. Gosh, it was so cold. It was 34 degrees. But you know what? I got to ask Jim Corbin. It's starting to get lighter. I mean, when I'm leaving work at 5 o'clock, do you notice that, Mike?
I did notice that. As a matter of fact, I noticed that yesterday when I was walking to the Bus Stop Z in Exchange Terrace in downtown Providence.
Beautiful downtown Providence.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, it's just, it's supposed to be darker, isn't it? And I'm like looking around saying, there's something wrong here.
No, it's something right here.
I actually like it lighter.
Yeah, me too.
You know, I get like, when they change the clocks and it's dark at first, it's kind of an adjustment.
In it
the
sure
is. Very beginning.
Oh, yeah. And I know March 21st is the first day of spring. So that means I believe that the weekend, the 19th, 20th, is when we turn the clocks. Fall back, spring ahead. We spring ahead. Yes. I know that there was talk, people at work were talking to me about Massachusetts Charlie Baker was trying to pass a law about daylight saving time and just keeping it one particular time, but it would throw off, people work in Rhode Island and everything, so unless it goes nationwide, which maybe it should, maybe we should look at that. I'll have to talk to Jim Corbin about that, and Jim, if you're listening, let's have a dialogue, because I think it maybe makes sense. I know that they were doing it back in the 40s and 50s about us. I think that they were doing it to preserve, conserve energy. And now I'm not really sure. Hey, folks, if you're looking for a car, if you're in the market for a car, or if you just want to see some really cool cars, the New England Car Show is happening this weekend. And today and tomorrow, the hours at the Rhode Island Convention Center. So Saturday, they're opening at 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Sunday, they're open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Tickets are only $12 for adults, and kids 12 and under are free, and if you're a senior citizen age 62 or over, it's only $8. And what I like about Sunday is Kids Day. So you can come down, and they have all kinds of different things for the kids. And if you go, any attendee can sign up to receive a free 12-month subscription to Motor Trend. So, yeah, it's pretty cool at Rhode Island Convention Center. I work near there, and you should see all the cars that were coming off the lifts yesterday. Oh, and there was a red Maserati that was just coming down. I rolled down the window, and I said to the guy, hey, How about putting, I'll trade cars with you. And he looked at my Toyota Corolla and he started laughing. But you can test drive some of the cars there. They have them lined up right outside the convention center. And they'll let you do a loop around the convention center. So that'll be pretty exciting if you're in the market for it. Or if you just want to kill some time and have a good, something to do. And then you can go up on the hill and have dinner. Because the show runs tonight till 10 p.m., which is pretty good. So, you're just going to have a little trouble parking. That's the only thing. But, the Convention Center has a lot of different things. Next weekend is the boat show, the New England Boat Show. So, there's always something happening down there. I have to say, like, the circus, the Ringling Brothers Circus is coming to an end. And one of the last shows before it ends is going to be in Providence in May.
That's very sad, you know, mm-hmm. when you think about it.
Yeah.
I mean, that circus has been around for hundreds of years.
130.
Generations and generations of us have seen that. And I wonder how people feel about that.
Well, I think a lot of people are happy because of the elephants and the treatment of the way they have to train them, which I don't want to even get into. But it was a family tradition that's gone on the wayside, and they're retiring everyone. Mm. Listen, if you want to do something really cool and that's happening tonight, New Hope has their 9th annual Moonlight Wine, Beer, and Food Gala tonight. It's a fundraising event starting at 7 p.m. at Briggs Garden and Home on Kelly Boulevard. Tickets are $50, but all proceeds go to New Hope. And New Hope helps families and women dealing with sexual and domestic violence. So, and this is a really, I can speak for this because I've gone to this in the past. It is a really great, cool fundraising event. And the food is from restaurants from all over North Attleboro, Seekonk area. They come. And you can meet the chefs. You can meet the owners of these restaurants. It's a really cool thing. Yeah. If you're heading up to Boston, you can take a tour of the Boston Harbor. And they're offering tours today from 10 a.m. to noon. And there's going to be a narration of the Boston Harbors and the Harbor Islands. And you can examine how the harbor and the waterfront continues to evolve. So that starts in Rose Wharf, and tickets are only $8. So if you're heading up to Boston and you always wanted to do a tour, check it out.
Is that the Duck Tours, Ling?
No. Oh. Duck Tours are a little bit different, and they're not running right now. They only run because they go in the water, too.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, this here is just a harbor tour. But when they start, I certainly will let you know, because you can get some really good deals on different days. And when you go to AAA, I believe you can get some discount tickets too. And folks, I want to let you know, even though it's the winter and everything, and February does have a school vacation, our local libraries have free passes to the Children's Museum in Boston, to some of the zoos and things like that in our area. So, I mean, I'm always looking out for you as far as like families and family fun and doing free things and everything. But you should actually go check out the Attleboro Library and the Plainville, because I know you can get tickets, and they give you a pass, like Southwick Animal Farm, for instance. One year we did that with our grandkids, and it was a really nice experience. And the Boston Children's Museum, the Museum of Science, there are many different venues that you can have discounted tickets, or you get a free pass for your family. So, I encourage you to check out your local library, and if it's something to do when the kids are on vacation besides going to the movies. So our number here is 508-222-1320. It's a cool, breezy day. I wonder if we're getting any snow next week. Oh, come on. I have to have some snow around here. I mean, I got my new boots. I want to wear them. Come on.
You can make it snow in your yacht, Elaine, if you want.
I don't think that's how it works. But hey, listen, the Rainham Flea Market is open every Sunday from 8 to 5. It's open year-round, and that's on Route 24 and 44 off Exit 13B. Check it out. They have a premium flea market. And there's always a flea market, the flea market down in Cumberland by the old Ann and Hope. I have to refer, because I am from Rhode Island originally. But they have a flea market going on, too, which is pretty substantial.
You want to laugh?
Of course, always.
When I was a kid growing up in my neighborhood that I grew up in, there was a guy at the end of our street that liked snow so much that he had one of those ski machine snow things.
Oh, snowmakers.
And he used to make
really?
His... Really? I know I told you about putting snow in your yard, but this guy actually had his whole front yard, backyard, and everything covered in snow all winter long, no matter whether it snowed or not. Matter of fact, he made the news a few
really?
Times.
Wow, that's pretty dedicated, huh?
That's called liking snow.
That is like too much, that's for sure. Oh my God. Listen, if you're into theater, The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime is playing on February 7th to the 12th at the Providence Performing Arts Center. A Midsummer's Night Dream, February 9th to the 26th. That's a long run at Trinity Repertory Company. The Wizard of Oz is coming to, let's see where we're going, Stadium Theater. The Wizard of Oz, February 10th to the 19th. So that's 9 full days. Wow, that's pretty cool. And Disney's The Lion King, of course, February 28th through March 19th at Providence Performing Arts Center. The Lion King. Have you seen the show yet?
I've seen the cartoon, but I haven't seen like the show.
Play.
Yeah, the play, no.
Oh my God, the play is magnificent. It really
more,
is.
The play gives you more story than the movie?
Yeah, I would think so. It's just a wonderful story with the music. There's nothing like live theater, and I love live theater, and it is just really a fantastic show. I've seen it twice, once on Broadway and once here. At Providence Performing Arts Center, and it's quite the show. You know what today is? It's Chinese New Year, and actually last night was the start of the Chinese New Year. Folks that are from China celebrate the Chinese New Year, bring it in, it's the Year of the Rooster. But on February 4th, from noon to 3 p.m., at the Chase Wellness Center at Bryant University in Smithfield, they're going to have Asian art exhibits, Chinese arts and crafts. They're going to have a dragon dance, folk music, and it's magnificent. So generally, when we have water fire, the college students from Bryant University come down, and they have an exhibition, and they have the beautiful traditional dancers come down, and then they have the dragon dance, which is quite substantial. But happy Chinese New Year to all our friends out there, and so if you see a lot of activity in the area, that's what it is. It's Chinese New Year, so happy Chinese New Year. Yes, we up against the break again. My God, this day is going by just so fast. I can't wait to talk to Jill Corbin about his weather forecast and find out what's going on. Listen, guys, grab a cup of coffee. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine. My name's Elaine LaRoche. We're going to take a quick break. And on the flip side of our break, we have Jim Corbin giving us the latest weather report. Take care. We'll be right back after these messages.
On February 4th at 7:30 p.m. at Goff Memorial Hall in Rehoboth, the Rehoboth Antiquarian Society will hold their third concert in the 2016 season of the Rehoboth Arts in the Village series. Sarasa, a duo consisting of cellist Timothy Merton and Jennifer Morshies, will perform pieces composed for famous kings, queens, and dukes. With harpsichord accompaniment, the cellists will perform works by Bach, Handel, and Vivaldi. For information about the concert series, call the Antiquarian Society at 508-463-5384 or visit carpentermuseum.org.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You're bringing your daughter to her favorite pop star's concert. Do you A, wear earplugs?
Isn't this fun, Dad?
I have a soft pretzel.
B, remember the moment with matching concert t-shirts.
That's gonna be $180.
Or we can just take a photo.
C, show her how you used to do concerts.
We're going crowd surfing!
I can't, it's too heavy!
Oh my God! Ah.
Or D, just roll with it.
Woo! Justin! Look at us, we're over here!
Justin! OMG! I love you, Justin! I love you!
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hi,
This is Bob Giammarco of Sentinel Safe Floors in North Attleboro. Slip and falls are the number one cause of accidents in hotels, restaurants, and public buildings, resulting in over $70 billion in annual medical costs and compensation, and leaving over 300,000 people with disabling injuries every year. Servicing both residential and business clients, Sentinel Safe Floors uses nano-grip technology to protect your loved ones, guests, and employees by making floors slip-resistant and safe. To learn more, please visit our website at www.sentinelsafefloors.com. We don't install floors, we make them safer.
This week on AACS 15, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial Committee of Greater Attleboro and the City of Attleboro present their annual municipal celebration of the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. The event features a musical performance by the talented singers of the North Attleboro Middle School Chorus and speeches by local dignitaries. You can view the program on AACS Channel 15 or in HD on AACS.com or the AACS Roku and mobile apps.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Out and About with Elaine. I'm Elaine LaRoche. Our number here is 508-222-1320. Wanted to mention some special events. George Takei of Star Trek. Oh, my God, I almost said the other one. Is coming to the Wang Center on February 3rd at 7:30. Why? Because he wants to explain to you behind-the-scenes stories as he portrayed Mr. Sulu. I'm sorry. You can tell I'm a Star Trek fan, right? Anyway, there's going to be a screening of Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan. Who can ever forget that? Tickets are only $58.75. Now, why they put $58.75, I don't know. But you can go up there and you can actually see George. So, our other George friends. So
that's probably why they're expensive, so you get to meet the actor.
I don't know. I mean, they don't say you'll meet him, but you can hear him talking. Blue Oyster Club, oh my God, they're still touring. They're coming to the Stadium Theater on February 24th at 8 o'clock. Excuse me. Oh my God, I haven't heard. Green Day is coming March 17th at 7:30. That's great. And they're going to be in Worcester. And Lionel Richie and Mariah Carey on April 7th at 7 p.m. at the TD Gardens. That's going to be a really good show. Yes, and Steve Winwood, April 27th at 7:30 at the Orpheum Theater in Boston. So I guess these are some of the things that are coming up in the next couple of months. And I always like to tell you what's coming up ahead. Billy Crystal is coming for a fundraising event at the Province Performing Arts Center on March 23rd at 7:30, but the tickets are pretty pricey. They're $300 for the gala. It includes the performance, a post-show party, and parking. But if you pay tickets $45 to $200, you can just attend the show, his show. And Louis Black is coming. It's called the Ranch White and Blue Tour, February 3rd at 8 p.m. at Providence Performing Arts Center. He's very, very interesting. And Carol Burnett's coming back for an evening with her of Laughter and Reflection. And she's going to be appearing at the Wang Center on April 8th. Chris Rock is coming on April 22nd at Mohegan Sun. And Kathy Griffith on April 9th at 7 p.m. at the Vet. So she'll be in town. And wow, that'll be interesting, huh? Miranda Lambert, February 2nd, is coming to the Dunkin' Donuts Center. And Luke Bryant on March 4th at the Dunkin' Donuts Center. So there's a lot of things that are upcoming, out and about, and it's going to be a really great spring and a summer. But weather-wise, we're just wondering, what the heck is going on with our weather? And I wonder if we can get those answers by Jim Corbin. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Elaine and Mike. If I asked you this, and I asked you this question yesterday, if you just woke up out of the blue, like Rip Van Winkle, you've been sleeping for many months, and you hadn't looked at calendars and things like that, if you looked out your window, what month would you guess it was?
I would say April.
Yeah. Really? Okay.
Yeah, me too. Springtime.
Okay.
Yeah, it'd be spring because there's like it's so warm. It's like 50s.
Well, but even if you never went outside, in other words, you were still inside and all you couldn't feel anything. In other words, you couldn't go outside and look around and feel the temperature. You just looked out your window.
Hmm.
What month would you think it was? And I'm bringing this up for a point.
Well, then I'd have to change that to probably May or June.
Well, if it was May or June, you'd see flowers.
Oh, sorry. Right.
No, I'm not trying to trick you, but I'm bringing it up because of the fact that we don't have any snow or ice anywhere in southern New England, Rhode Island, southeastern Mass, and even parts of northern New England, there's not much.
Right.
I bring it up because it could be any month from about November through, say, the first couple of weeks of April, if you looked out, not going outside, just looking out your window, because it looks so kind of drab out there that, of course, from November through early April, there are no leaves on any of the trees. There are no generally flowers. Now, maybe you might say, if it was November, you might see a few of the mums. But I'm bringing this up because it's so drab. So we're going to try to make it, maybe try to whiten the ground next week. I'll let you know. Today, though, it looks like we're going to have temperatures right around 40. Certainly a chilly day, but and with a breeze out of the west 20 miles an hour, it's going to feel colder than that. Wind chills around 30. But considering late January, this is not bad at all. Mixture of clouds and sun. Falling into the upper 20s tonight, and then back to right around 40 tomorrow. These temperatures are near or slightly above average, although colder than some of the days we've had recently. And then Monday it chills down even more, high of just low 30s, but still essentially dry weather. Now, there could be a sprinkle or a flurry at any time over this weekend, but that's about it. That would be the worst of it. And then on Tuesday, we're going to have thickening clouds. One weather system goes to our south on Monday, so we miss that. It stays cold. And then Tuesday, in the afternoon, that's why I brought up the looking out the window thing with no snow in the ground. There's a potential late afternoon into Tuesday night of some light snow that could whiten the ground up to about an inch. How about that?
Wow. Finally. Yeah. That's great.
So, yeah, at this point. Now, again, no big storm, though, and that would be good for most, especially happening during the week. The Wednesday morning commute may feature you're going to work or school with snow on the ground. Again, there's a chance of maybe slightly more than an inch, but right now I'd say maybe potential for about an inch of snow Tuesday night on average. And then so we get cold again on Wednesday, drying out. Thursday and Friday look dry. And then over next weekend, I'd say Saturday is the nicer day. It still looks like that we're going to get some stormy weather around late Sunday afternoon. And, of course, that's, you know what that is. That's the time of the Super Bowl is now.
Right.
Obviously, the Super
right.
Bowl is in Houston. Mm-hmm. But Houston, those traveling, you were talking about ticket prices and stuff, those traveling to Houston may want to call ahead. They may have weather issues. Of course, the game's indoors, but anyone going to the game may have some issues in Houston on Sunday because they're going to get some rain there and thunderstorms possible. So that would be an issue. And here in Rhode Island, southeastern Mass, the potential for snow and or cold rain and windy weather for Sunday night while the game is on and on Monday, the 6th. So it still is looking, and I've been monitoring this now for a week, and it still looks like right around the 5th or the 6th, the 5th being Sunday, the 6th being Monday, our first threat at maybe more than an inch of snow like we could get Tuesday night. So that's the way it looks right now.
Oh, so basically our winter is pretty solid. I mean, as far as like really low levels of snow, unless we're going to get hit like in February and March.
It usually happens, Lane. Where you have a quiet middle of the winter, we get something late.
Right.
And I said this 2 weeks ago to Dom and others. I have a feeling our biggest snowstorm this year is going to be in March.
Oh.
But that's just, you know, speculation. But at any rate, again, the other thing about the lack of snow, of course, is for outdoor activities in the snow, kids, you know, going on sleds or tobogganing or making snowmen. It's been so far. Outside of a couple of days here and there, as we had a few weeks ago, it's been a dud season for that. Now, that's good news for, you know, other things, for people that don't have to worry about bad road conditions overall.
Mm.
And also, the ice on area ponds and lakes is non-existent, so ice fishermen have had a terrible year. They haven't been able to get out on the ice. Of course, we had that person that went in the ice in the Norton Reservoir, you might remember a couple of weeks ago, here in Mansfield, actually right on the Norton line, well, in Norton, really. But somebody drove out on the ice intentionally, I think. It wasn't a whatever. But the point being, the car went right in through the ice. Fortunately, they were able to get him out. But you don't even want to walk on any ice, but there's no ice to walk on.
Mm.
And I'm saying this because next week it will be cold enough that we'll start seeing at least a little bit of skim ice on area ponds and lakes. But you want to be careful because it won't be safe at least for another 2 weeks at most. So that's the problem we're having.
Wow.
It's not a problem if you don't, you know, you're not going to be foolish enough to walk on thin ice, but that could be the issue next week. It wouldn't surprise me, and as I always say, I hate to sort of predict negative things, but it wouldn't surprise me if sometime later next week, since we've had several, we will have had several days of a lot of freezing temperatures or below, that there'll be some ice forming, and it looks good eventually in a few days, and you say, or a kid who walks out on it, and or an animal, a dog, and they have to have a rescue. I predict later next week there's probably going to be ice rescues around the area, so you want to be very careful. Again, I know it sounds negative, but it happens every year. Or at least this year we're kind of setting up. So the other thing about the you were talking about, and I'll be very quick.
No, we have plenty of time.
The daylight savings thing.
Yeah, what do you think?
We've talked about this many times over the years. The thing about the energy issue, I think, this is my thought on it, was in the 40s and 50s, they wanted to save energy in the evening, having your lights having to stay on so early. So in other words, when the sun was going down, 4:30 in the wintertime, if you kept daylight savings going, you could have 1 hour later that the sun went down, and therefore you'd have one less hour of the light bulbs being on. That was my thought on that. I think that's what I heard over the years, mm-hmm. and that's the thing about energy, because most people are up in the afternoon and evening versus the early morning. That's why I think the daylight savings staying on all year is the thing. And it would save us here in southeastern Mass and Rhode Island. It would, and other places, really. It would save an hour of less needed light in the late afternoon or evening when you say you come home from school or work and you have dinner. In the last month, of course, we had those dark late afternoons. The sun was going down around 4:15. Well, if you had daylight savings all year, the sun would go down at 4:15. So there's one less hour of having to have the lights on.
I see. Very good. So are you a proponent of it, or just leave it as we have it?
Well, I've said before, if we want to just keep the clocks the same and keep it right now, which is now we're on standard time, just change the time that things happen for you. In other words, change the times of school, have workplaces that, in the summertime, maybe they start an hour earlier because it's already the sun is up at 5:00. So maybe have work start at 7 a.m. and then you get out at, say, 4 in the afternoon or whatever. And then in the wintertime, have work start at 8:00 and get out at 5, whatever. You can kind of fit it in there, mm-hmm. so that either side you still have some light going to work or going home from work. And, of course, this is just anyone that's doing things during the day. I know a lot of people who have to work at night as well, but that's my thought on it. I mean, you can really get away with finagling the hours of things happening. But the main thing with daylight savings is mainly getting that light in the evening. And that's why, because of daylight savings, in June and July here in southeastern Mass and Rhode Island, we have the sun setting at 8:25 at some point. If we didn't have daylight savings, in the summertime, and think about it, you're out, nice, mild summer evening, the sun would be going down at 7:25 at the latest.
So
you get an hour later of time in the evening. In the wintertime, that's the effect of having the lights on an hour less, the light bulbs on an hour less. I think that's the main reason years ago daylight savings was started. And I know it was also for some other things, like farmers and things like that, having a little more light, so for crops and things like that.
Perfect. Thank you so much. You are the answer man. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks. So let's root for maybe a little snow Tuesday afternoon, Tuesday night, so we can whiten the ground and at least have it look like winter around here.
I hear you. Well, I appreciate you calling in, and I look forward to chatting with you next Saturday.
All right, Elaine. Thanks a lot.
Have a great week. Thanks, Jim. All right, that's Jim Corbin with our up-to-date weather this week, a hodgepodge of weather and a little bit of light snow. We're going to take a quick break, our last break, and then we'll come back. I will tell you my experience at the Apple Store at Providence Place Mall. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine, and we'll be right back after these messages.
On January 25th, Attleboro Public Schools will be hosting a free screening of the documentary film Most Likely to Succeed. The film is a critically acclaimed documentary that has been screened at film festivals around the country, including Sundance and Tribeca. The movie is designed to start a conversation about how our schools need to be updated to meet the needs of our students. The movie will start at 6 p.m. in the Bray Auditorium at Attleboro High School and will be followed by a panel discussion.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. And they all have one thing in common. Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard, that's optional. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Community VNA, with offices at 10 Emory Street in Attleboro, offers a wide variety of community-based health and supportive services to people of all ages. These programs are designed to maintain and improve our clients' well-being and quality of life. Community VNA is an experienced, compassionate home health agency certified by the state and federal government and has been named to Home Care Elite's 500, putting our agency in the top 5% of the nation for quality care. For more information, visit our website at www.communityvna.com or call us at 508-222-0118.
This week on AACS Channel 15, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial Committee of Greater Attleboro presents their 30th annual church service. The event features keynote speaker Ron Jones, as well as musical performances, poetry, and prayers from clergy of multiple faiths. Visit AACS.com for a schedule of this and all AACS Channel 15 television programming. You can also view the program in high definition on AACS.com, on the AACS mobile app, or via the AACS Roku app.
Everyone, you're listening to Out and About with Elaine. Our number here is 508-222-1320, and we certainly do hope to see the sun today. All right, so yesterday I was having trouble with my iPhone, so I took it to the Apple store downtown Providence because they are the only Apple store in Rhode Island, and it was packed with people. And I looked at the demographics around me as I was waiting, and everybody was over the age of 45, I guarantee it. Grandparents were learning how to use an iPad, other folks were buying iPhones, and others were learning new features on their brand new watches. So in the hustle and bustle of everything, and it was a large crowd of people. There had been 50 people in that store. And when you go into the Apple store, they have a really good system. They take your name, your phone number, and they text you. Like 30 minutes from now, you get a text saying, come to the Apple store for your appointment, which I think was phenomenal. So anyway, as I'm walking around and everything, and I gave him my name and everything, and I came in, there was my friend, former WARA 1320 host, Bruce Caller works there. So he said right off the bat, he said, you know, he said, it sounds like you need a software backup. And I said, really? He said, yeah. He said, I think you need a restore. He said, but I don't know. I'll have them look it over for you. So he takes me over to this counter called the Genius Counter. I waited 45 minutes, right? And the girl behind the counter looked at the phone, and she said, you know, she said, I think that we can restore your phone. I said, well, why don't you just give me a new phone? I says, why can't you give me a new phone? And she said, well, you know, the problem is, like, when you did your last backup, they caused this software problem. And I said, okay, so what do you need to do? And she's told me that I have to strip out all the apps, back up all the apps, all my photos and everything, and then bring the phone back. And basically what they were going to do is delete everything off my phone and restore it back to, like, a brand new phone. I say like a brand new phone. So I'm saying, well, couldn't you just give me a new phone? I said, you know, I paid a lot of money for this 6 Plus. And she said, no, we can't do that. We got to try to find, you know, a way to fix this first. Well, my warranty runs out in February, you see, and next week is February. So now I've got to bring my laptop to the Geek Squad down in Best Buy to load a Windows operating system and also 365 Office. Then I have to bring my and then strip out or figure out a way. Of course, I have my son would do it too if I paid him. No, I'm only kidding. He would upgrade all my. I mean, he would strip out all my phone apps, I guess, or whatever, onto my laptop. Then I have to bring the phone back. So my question is this. Bruce Kalbert is a very, very smart man. And he told me that they would have to do this restore. But I had to wait 45 minutes for a genius at a genius center to tell me that they couldn't fix the hiccups in my phone. And I'm just saying to myself, if you're calling yourself a genius, what are you doing working at Apple? It's just me. It's just me, but it's just like, what the heck? Anyway.
Actually, maybe that's, maybe, you know, some jobs, you know, you have some jobs you apply for, they say you're overqualified.
Yeah.
I have a friend of mine, he's super smart, and he drives limo. And he could be, like, working for IBM. He could be a doctor. He could be anything.
Mm-hmm. So, but, I mean, don't call yourself a genius if you can't fix a problem, is what I'm saying. That was my whole point. Wow. But, I mean, they were very kind, very great, and Bruce Kalbert was right. So we are going to have Bruce on again. I told him
so we'll make
to come
him the
back
genius.
On. He is my genius, yes, as a matter of fact, he is. And he's really good at what he does. And what he does is he teaches people how to use an iPad, how to use an iPhone. He shows people the new features and everything. And using, matter of fact, somebody shut off the lights by mistake. And he immediately went, happy birthday to you. And then they flipped the lights back on. And everybody laughed. I mean, he's got that sense of humor. It's just really, really infectious. But if you've ever had a... I'm eventually going to get this fixed. I definitely am. But I just thought it was so ironic that here I am. You're calling yourself a genius, and yet you can't fix the problem. I don't know. Hey, listen, if you're going out to the movies, we've got a few new ones. The Founder, and The Founder is about the two brothers that founded McDonald's and their fight for the name. And so that just came out with Tom Hanks. Manchester by the Sea, Casey Affleck is getting a lot of Oscar buzz. Patriots Day, I told you about that and my whole fiasco with assigned seating. And I won't go there. Gold just came out this week, too, with Matthew McConaughey. Hidden Figures is getting a lot of Oscar buzz, as well as La La Land, too. So when the Oscars come, the week before, or I should say the, a few days before, we'll have the list of the Oscar nominations, and we'll give you the most important ones, of course. And we'll go through that and see what your picks are, and my picks for the Oscars. It's always a great time and everything. And like I said before, Patriots Day was a great movie. It was a really good movie about the Boston Marathon bombing and what happened with everyone. It was a tragic, tragic thing. But what I wanted to point out too is Mark Wahlberg, I don't think would win an Oscar for his performance, but the film itself really showed exactly what happened and behind the scenes and the people that were involved and the people that were affected, what I call the backstory of this film. And I think it's one of the best films for that. Very sad. And Boston Marathon will come up again in April. And hopefully there won't be any issues again, as there haven't been in many, many years, and we hope for the best. But if you have a chance to see it, I can recommend this movie. It's really great. It's not for kids at all, but definitely see it. So I recommend that to you, and I'm looking at Mike and saying, yeah, you should definitely go see it. It's a good, good film. And if you're in the market for a new car, I was looking through when we had some breaks and everything. Like if you can actually buy a car at the convention center today. The Rhode Island Convention Center, the New England Car Show is in town. So you can get a really good deal on a car. I've seen like there had to have been about 12 pages of car ads saying, come on down, see us. We have finances there. Everything is good. And so check it out. Rhode Island Convention Center today in Providence. Saturday is today. It runs from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. And Sunday is tomorrow from 10 a.m. To 6 p.m. Tickets are $12 for adults. Kids 12 and under are free. Senior citizens 62 and older are only $8. And so It's a great day. Family Day is tomorrow. So anyway, we're going to wrap up a little bit early because I want to leave you with a really great song for the weekend to get you started. I wanted to remind you that Dominic will be back next week, Monday, from 6 a.m. to 9, followed by Paul Healy from 9 to noon. Our show, Out and About with Elaine, 7 a.m. to 8, followed by Dave Kane and Donna Sprague from 9 to noon. So from all of us here at WARA 1320, thanks for listening to Out and About with Elaine, and we'll see you next week with George Leonard in studio. Have a great week, everybody.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops.